Movie film rolls. A sprocket on the edge becomes the eye in IFC Films. Red, orange, and yellow letters read Quickfire, a film company. The shining sun creates three circles. Each contains a letter, a red B, a purple F, and a blue I, BFI, awarding funds from the National Lottery. Film forever. Words appear. Kent, 1975. A gray-haired woman with her hair in a bandana reads the page. She grimaces.
Damn it.
She talks to herself. She shakes her typewriter and moves her lips.
What?
Well, spit it out.
We're collecting for charity.
Good for you.
It's to help the aged.
You know how you can help the aged? You can bugger off.
Their smiles become frowns. The kids look at each other. She sits at the typewriter and purses her lips. She types, the pagans were of the... A young Miss Lamb sits at her typewriter. Her face reflects in the window looking out to a beach. A cigarette hangs from her mouth. Inside, smoke billows. A bandana holds her long hair in place. Three boys look through her side window. A map with strings and tacks hangs on the wall. One of the boys points. Her indoor wire mailbox fills with debris.
Oi!
The boys startle and run away. She runs to the walkway.
Oi!
She re-enters. Dirt and twigs cover the floor under her mailbox. She walks on grass away from a house perched on the coastline in town.
Oh, Miss Lamb. Miss Lamb. It's the WVS meeting tonight. Can I count you in?
She marches forward.
Unbelievable.
A grey-haired man stirs his cup behind a window. Another man leans in for some food.
Oh, Lord.
Outside their window, Miss Lamb walks up a hill toward them. She dumps the debris from her floor on a table.
I will go to the police.
They're just children.
Or buy a shotgun. It's my property. I won't have it.
Perhaps if you didn't provoke them.
Three people listen behind a door. They scatter.
Miss Lamb! Miss Lamb!
Upon the heat and flame of thy distemper, sprinkle cool patience.
What, sir?
As the bard said.
Yeah. Shakespeare didn't have to deal with Alice Lambo, did he? Or he might have said, get thee under the table and hide.
Children run from the building. They surround Miss Lamb. She walks on a sidewalk above a train stop. She looks at the waiting children and snarls. She enters a general store. The two women from the street look down.
Oh, no, darling, not today.
I want it.
We don't have enough coupons for chocolate, sweetheart. Have to wait till next week.
That's right. We've all got to do our bit.
Can't I just have a little bit?
You couldn't let us just this once, could you, Mew?
I'm sorry. I wish I could. I'll have a packet of Westerly.
The clerk opens her eyes wide and frowns. Miss Lamb glances over. The girl touches a chocolate bar.
And this.
She takes the chocolate.
That is... so kind. What do you say to the nice lady, Mother?
That's two coupons.
The clerk smiles at the girl. The girl stares at the chocolate. Miss Lamb picks up her cigarettes and the chocolate and leaves. The women's mouths fall open. Outside, she lights a cigarette. Her head held high, she exhales and walks away. On a rocky beach, she trudges forward. Inside her beach house, books sit on a table. One reads classic myths. A book of drawing lies open to a page of a bearded man with an open eye on his forehead. Ammonite fossils sit on a table with a magnifying glass. A cigarette hangs from her mouth as she types.
Miss Lam!
What?
We were expecting you an hour ago.
Sorry?
The others were met at the station. Fancy leaving poor Frank on his own.
Frank?
Frank? Is this Miss Lam, your new guardian?
He smiles.
There's been a mistake.
No?
You've got the wrong house.
Alice Lam, Dune Cottage.
Yes, but...
In you go, Frank.
No, you don't. I don't want him.
You can't refuse. You had a letter.
No, I didn't.
You must have...
The woman eyes the debris-filled mailbox. Alice goes inside and returns with her wire box. She pours it out. Two letters lie on the ground. She picks up one and looks at the woman. Alice looks sideways.
What did I tell you? We've all got to do our bit.
So you take him. I'm working.
I have four of my own.
More fool you. You should have been more careful.
Get inside. Go on.
No, you don't.
We're struggling enough to find families. I'll need at least a week to find him somewhere else. You'll have to take him till then.
I'm in the middle of a draft.
And if you really can't find it in your heart to keep him, then bring him to the school next week and we'll have to make arrangements.
But
a week. That's all.
I'm sorry, son.
Alice looks side-eyed at Frank. She goes in and leaves the door open. He stands, suitcase in his hands. Her fingers move over the keys. Frank stands in the other room. He stares down. She pours percolated coffee. She ashes her cigarette. She grabs sugar cubes and tosses them in her cup. Frank peers through a window, separating the rooms. Alice raises her arms above her head and stretches. He rolls a marble.
You're touching my things. Don't touch my things.
I'm not.
He opens his hands.
Do you think you're funny?
What's for dinner?
She places an egg, a potato, and a piece of ham on a plate. He looks at it. And up to her.
You don't expect me to cook it for you. There's the stove.
A light from the beach house glows outside. Frank stands in pajamas. He lifts linens.
Need anything?
I always have milk before bedtime.
Good for you.
Bathroom's there.
Don't touch my creams.
He gets his toothbrush and goes to the bathroom. Alice watches him. She picks up a magazine from his things.
It's my dad's.
Pilot, is he?
In 21 Squadron. Do you like planes?
I hate them. They murder my sleep.
He's got two medals.
Outside, a thorny flower hangs. Alice takes photographs. She picks up a pencil and sketches the flower. Frank approaches her from behind.
What?
I was supposed to go to school.
Go on, then.
Where is it? I could not go to school. I wouldn't mind.
You can't be stupid all your life.
He follows her through the grass that leads away from the beach house. At school, she holds Frank by the arm.
Miss Lam, what a pleasure to see you again so soon.
I want to give him back.
Welcome to St. Nicholas, my boy. Best school in the country. You'll be in class two. Miss Poskett!
Why don't you come with me? Go on, then. No one likes a coward.
Frank glances at the professor. The teacher escorts Frank away.
I do hope he's settling
when
in.
When can I get rid of him?
It's going to be terribly difficult to find him somewhere else.
Then you'd better start trying.
Listen, I know you're busy writing your stories.
Academic theses.
Just wonder whether you might try. He could end up further away from his mother.
She puts her hand up and walks away. In class.
This is Frank. He's an evacuee from London.
The kids exchange glances.
Why don't we find you somewhere to sit? Here, next to Edie. When she deigns to arrive. Edie Corey, one more late and I'll keep you after school.
Be good, class two. Mrs. Bassett.
This is Frank. You can be partners. Be nice, please.
Edie draws a chalk line down the middle of the wood desk they share. She skips over a pencil laying in the middle. She eyes Frank. He moves the pencil and she finishes the line. Frank turns and smiles.
I don't believe in partners.
Spelling books out. Frank, you can share with Edie.
Or sharing.
Why not?
I'm an individualist. It's a person who shows independence of thought and or action. I'm a maverick. I just got told to sit here. Mavericks don't follow rules. We're free thinkers.
Edie Corey, spelling list.
What?
Alice writes. Her camera sits on a table. She holds a cigarette and looks at a book. A drawing is titled Fata Morgana, Mirage in the Desert. She opens a box. She removes pictures and postcards. She compares two. She holds a magnifying glass and circles a place on a map. She flips through an old book. She stops and stares. She holds a white pamphlet. It reads, The Annual Spring Concert, St. Michael at the North Gate, Tuesday, 2nd of April, 1926.
This seat is free, isn't it?
She stares and remembers.
You get stood up too.
Actually, I came on my own. Well, not anymore.
She closes her eyes.
Vera Wilbond. How do you do?
Vera and Alice shake hands. She startles and puts the pamphlet in a box. Outside at school, girls jump through hula hoops. Frank's hands are cupped.
What's that? Secret. Show me.
No. What will you give me?
Show up my skirt.
No, thanks.
Wouldn't have anyway. Who are you staying with?
A lady. Been in here for a week. Then I have to move.
Why? Did you do something bad?
No.
Still, at least you escaped. You're 14 times more likely to be bombed in London than anywhere. And even if you don't die, it can burn your skin off so you don't have eyelids anymore.
My mum's in London.
Oh. Mine's dead.
Oh. What about your dad?
He's in the war.
So is mine.
You might get invaded soon.
Who says?
My grandma. She said they might come here.
Why?
Because no one suspect. Probably here already. Look. Spies.
They don't look like spies.
That's the whole point, stupid.
I'll show you for a peppermint.
Only got one.
Half?
She cuts a candy in half with a pocket knife. Frank opens his cupped hands. A beetle crawls out. It crawls on Edie's hand. Frank smiles. The sun shines above fog in front of Alice's beach house.
Does anyone else live here?
No.
Alice writes at the table. Frank eats.
Do you have any pets?
You think I should have a cat, don't you?
He eyes a bookshelf.
Read them if you like.
No, thank you.
Why not?
They don't look very interesting.
I wrote them.
He nibbles on a morsel at the end of his fork.
Are they stories?
No. Analysis of folklore. Science behind the myths, visions, witches, that sort of thing. Women living alone with cats.
That's Italy.
What do you want, a prize?
What do you call an Italian with a cold? It's a joke. My mum taught me.
A joke?
You say, I don't know. What do you call an Italian with a cold?
No, I say, speak when you're spoken to.
So...
So what?
What do you call an Italian with a cold?
I don't know!
Julius Sneezer.
That's ridiculous.
It's funny.
No, it's not. Actually, it's ignorant. Italy wasn't unified till 1861, so you should say, what do you call a Roman with a cold? Tell your mother that.
Outside. Frank dangles a stick with twine in the water. A small crab crawls away. Frank sits on a rock.
How are you getting on, son? Not missing the bright lights, I hope. Yeah, I know. You have rather picked the bad apple, got the thin end of the wedge, so to speak. The beast on the beach. No, forget I said that. I'm joking. You'll be fine.
It's hard. Leaving people behind. You just have to keep your pecker up. Could be worse.
How?
Frank walks on a waterside path.
There's adders in the woods. Poisonous ones. Want to come?
No, thanks.
You're scared.
I'm not. I'm going to catch one.
Trap it and make it into tea. In case I'm abducted by a German.
What if he doesn't like tea?
Everyone likes tea. Where are you going?
Back to where I'm staying.
No one lives up there. Except the witch.
What witch? Racy!
That's her.
Edie drops her bike. They bend behind tall grasses.
You live with her?
Yes.
She's mad.
Says who?
Says my grandma and everyone. She sends signals to the Nazis.
No, she doesn't. She writes books.
Spells.
No, folklore and stuff.
She'll make you her slave. They all have them. They make you work till you're all bones. Then when you're worn out, they burn you or do sex things to you.
She won't.
He heads to the house.
They'll never find your body!
A silhouetted spider sits in its web. Outside the beach house, in a garden, Frank digs dirt with his hands. He gets up and stands by Alice. She sits and reads.
Is that King Arthur?
No. It's Morgan le Fay. She was a sorceress.
What's Fatima Gunna?
I thought you were digging potatoes. They won't dig themselves. It's a myth about how she lured sailors to their deaths.
How?
With visions of floating islands. They say she'd conjure them up to make sailors steer off course, crash their boats and drown.
Why?
Because she's a woman in folklore, ergo a temptress or a virgin. Bound to get blamed for something.
He puts a potato in a box.
But it isn't just Fata Morgana. There's all sorts of myths about islands floating in the sky.
Why?
People like to have something to believe in. It's That's what everyone wants. Magic. Or God. Or something. Hokum, all of it. But people must have seen something.
She turns to a drawing of a man on a camel facing an island.
Stories have to come from somewhere.
He lifts a large potato plant. He smiles and digs. She watches him. At the beach house, Alice pins drawings and photos on a wall with tacks and strings. In one photo, an image of a castle on a hill floats above itself. The strings connect drawings, pictures, and maps. Frank swings a tree branch outside.
Hey!
Alice gets up and runs outside.
Hey,
three boys run.
Hey, I told you! Clear off! Get out! Frank!
Frank falls. His knee bleeds. Inside, Alice pours liquor on a cloth.
Hold still, I've got things to do. Frank.
Are you a Nazi?
Yes, I'm a Nazi. I'm going to murder you in your bed. Of course I'm not a Nazi. Now come here.
Will it sting?
Hey, you'll have to toughen up. You want them to think you're a coward?
He moves his knee closer to her. He closes his eyes and grits his teeth. She dabs it. They sweep debris off the floor.
Why did they do it?
They have nothing better to do. Probably think it's funny, a woman living here on her own.
Why do you?
I suppose it's just the way it worked out. Empty that before you spill it.
Alice sits and stares off.
Vera Wilbond. How do you do?
She closes her eyes. Vera wears a yellow boa. Alice shakes her head.
As in Wonderland? No. After Alice Evans, microbiologist. My father's idea.
Oh.
Is he a scientist? He was.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
It's not, though, is it? Presumably.
No. Not really. Not really at all.
Well, here we are. So I say, make the most of it. What do you do?
I'm a history student. You?
Modern languages officially, but truth is, I'm writing a novel. Don't tell. I love this.
Vera puts her hand on Alice's lap.
Let's talk.
Alice glances at Vera. She smiles. Vera glances at Alice. In 20s clothing, they drink martinis. Vera takes off her yellow boa. She motions for Alice to join her on the dance floor. Alice's mouth opens. Vera looks at her from the dance floor. Alice swallows. They hold hands and face each other. Sunrise at Alice's house. Alice rummages through papers. Frank stands and puts on his shoes.
You'll fall over.
He falls. Alice sits on the porch. She writes. Frank throws a wooden aeroplane.
Oi!
Can't make the wings stay on.
You think it's fun to play games about war?
I'm not.
Frank holds pieces of the wooden aeroplane. He ties a rope around the wings and the body of the plane.
They're too heavy. If you insist on doing it, you might at least do it properly. You need balsa wood or cedar. Go and look in the drift.
He smiles and runs off. She lights a cigarette. She sits with her papers. She draws a line with a protractor. She makes a circle. She goes to her wall map and drawings. She tacks up a drawing.
Is this for your book?
Mm-hmm.
Frank touches a map on the wall.
Yalbay.
She runs over and moves his hand.
What are they?
Sightings. 1916. A painter says he sees an island rise out of the sea. The papers say it's a submarine.
It's got trees on it.
Yes. Look at the coastlines. Riccio. Yalbay.
They're the same shape.
Now, look at this. We're here, near Ramsgate.
She draws a red line on the map.
Notice anything?
It's the same too.
Look, read this.
She takes an article from the wall.
The cliffs between Dover and Ramsgate. Intercept the view of Dover Castle.
Yet the people of Ramsgate saw Dover Castle floating above the sea. Proof. Floating islands. Here.
Where are you going?
To see it for myself.
Where?
Ramsgate.
Can I come?
No!
Please!
In a car. Alice opens a map as she drives.
Hey!
Frank sits in the back seat. He looks out the window. They drive up a slight hill surrounded by grass, on a grassy plain by the sea.
That's where they saw it. There.
Frank runs with his arms out. They go up a hill. They spread a blanket on grass overlooking the sea.
What happens now?
We wait.
For what? Magic.
Science. Proof.
They face the ocean. Clouds hang over the water. They lie on the blanket and look to the sky.
Have you ever been in a plane?
No chance.
Are you scared?
Do you always ask mindless questions? Have you?
Yep, with my pa.
What's it like?
Frank sits up.
Really loud, and sometimes I couldn't breathe.
Aren't you scared?
Only when they shot at us.
Why are you lying?
I'm not. Look, there!
He points.
Where?
Right what? There! Below the big cloud! You're not looking where I'm looking!
Where?
It's there, look! It's a tower!
Where?
It's there, it's a tower!
I can't see
it! On a floaty island! With a green flag on it, on a turret! Look, a green flag on a turret! Look, right there!
She glares at him sideways.
Do you think this is a game? This is my work! Dover Castle doesn't fly flags.
I saw it. A green flag on a turret.
You're
not
taking this seriously.
Where are you going?
We're going home.
It's not my home!
Well, stay here then. See if I care.
Alice trudges down the hill. Frank sits on the blanket. Alice stares out her window. She spots a green flag flying on top of a castle. Her mouth is agape. She drives. She runs on a grassy path. The empty blanket lies on the grass.
Frank!
She stops and looks around. She shields her eyes with her hand. He appears through the tall grass.
Frank! You really saw it!
He runs to her.
I'm sorry, Frank.
They drive down a hill. Frank looks out the window. At the beach house, Frank picks up his aeroplane.
What are you doing?
It's broken.
Well, what do you think we should do about that then?
She smiles. On the rocky beach, Frank tosses driftwood on a blanket. He pushes sticks through the wood. He smooths the edges with sandpaper. Alice paints a wing. Frank smiles. They walk on a grassy plain above the sea.
What if it breaks?
All right. Listen to me. Life is not kind. Anguish is inevitable. Your heart will break. Your friends will die. You may even think about killing yourself. Planes crash, Frank. What matters is how you deal with it. What if it crashes? What if it crashes?
I'll build another one.
Well then. What are you waiting for?
Frank runs toward the cliff with his plane.
Frank!
He throws it. Alice pushes him to the ground. They crawl to the edge. Far below, the plane lies broken on the rocky shore.
Worth it?
Yeah.
Twilight.
Why don't you have a husband?
Why don't you have a wife? I think I need a husband.
Did you ever have one?
There was someone. Once.
Who?
It's in the past now.
Did you get married?
No.
Why not?
What is this? 20 questions?
Can we have chips for dinner?
You always want chips. Thank God I've only got you for a few more days, or I'd probably starve to death.
Alice stares off. Vera and Alice drive in a convertible.
You're missing the view! You'll miss the turning!
Yes, I like this road!
I care, V. I'd quite like to get there in one piece if you'd only concentrate on
the thing about. Where's that sunshine they think about? I know morning will come, but part of my laughter. In this scenario, you can depend on the end where the lovers all agree.
Let the turning!
Look at the lake.
Where are you taking me?
At a lake, Vera and Alice touch plants. Vera and Alice hold hands and run. They get in the water. At the beach house, in a bathtub, Alice raises her head from the water.
I like your feet.
My feet?
On a lawn.
My feet.
They're a nice shape.
They put their bare feet together.
Why don't you paint your toes?
Why would I?
Because they're old and crusty.
And
you might want to look nice, like a normal person.
That's it.
Don't go in. Stay.
In the bathtub, Alice stares off. In a bed, Alice and Vera lie together. Vera twirls Alice's hair.
You miss him. You are allowed to. He was your father.
Alice turns and looks at the ceiling.
To get by with no one.
Not no one now.
Alice smiles. They kiss. On the shore, Alice takes a picture and walks. Frank and Edie squat over a tide pool.
I just saw a fish.
What?
It was right here. They moved really fast.
Hello. You a friend from school?
This is Edie.
Hello, Edie. There's less of you.
Is there? Do you want to come in? You're joking.
Edie runs away.
See ya. Where is it?
On the table.
Alice watches Edie. Frank reads a letter.
Any news?
Dad's got a new plane. It's called a Lockheed Ventura. It's got twin engines. And it's blue.
And your mother?
She's got a job. Talking to ministers.
Ministers? Doing what?
Doesn't say. It's because of the war.
You should write back.
Frank holds a pencil. Alice types. It reads, "Your son appears to have moved into my house against my will. He is fine." She signs it. Frank folds a paper.
Put this in too.
What is it? It
says I'm sending you back. You're a pain in my side. It's all right. Couple more days, you'll be gone anyway.
Where will I go?
With the family from school, I expect. Much more fun.
Can I stay here?
I told you I have to work. Blessed chance of that with you around. Come on, we'll post it on the way.
Where are we going?
Turret hunting.
Frank smiles. Edie sits behind tall grass. She watches them drive off.
The floaty islands in the clouds. Is that like heaven?
No, it's physics. Some sort of mirage. Do you believe in heaven?
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't. Just made up by the Christians to make themselves feel better.
How do you know?
Because if it was true, what happened to all the people who died before the Christians? Where did their souls go? Summerland.
Where?
Summerland. Come on, I know a shortcut.
Where's Summerland?
Here.
In Kent?
No. All around us. Like a layer that we can't see. Until it gets disturbed by a restless soul. It's trying to tell us something.
How?
How do you think? By disturbing the patterns.
Look. Patterns in the clouds. Pagans thought they were signs. From Summerland. Magic.
I thought you didn't believe in magic.
I don't.
Stories have to come from somewhere.
Frank runs ahead. Alice tilts her head.
In the myth about Morgan le Fay, do you think that's what the sailors saw?
What?
Summerland. If it's invisible except sometimes. Like the island.
They're completely different ideas. Summerland's pagan, Fata Morgana's a myth.
Could be the same. If it's dead people making a sign, maybe Summerland is the island.
None of it's real. The islands are mirages, and Summerland's just a pagan heaven.
How do you know? Just because you haven't seen it.
She folds their blanket. Twilight. They walk toward the beach house. Frank holds his arms out at his side and runs. Yeah. Daytime.
Can I have her now? It's my turn. I haven't had long enough. Please.
Edie holds a rat.
What is that?
This is Molly. She's our rat. We take it in turns to look after her.
She's not coming inside.
She'll stay in my pocket.
What happened to your shoe?
Edie slipped on the rocks.
No, I didn't. We'd better clean it up.
No.
You don't want an infection.
Ow!
In the beach house.
This might sting a bit.
Ow.
All done. Better?
Yes.
Do you want to stay for dinner? It's Frank's last night, so I'm celebrating.
I'm not allowed.
Oh? Well, then. Another time.
At a hospital, an IV hose leads to a person in bed. Vera sits and holds their hand. A younger Alice stands outside the door. She frowns.
Excuse me.
A family enters the hospital room. A woman glares at Alice and closes the door. Alice watches from a window in the door. The kids hug the woman in bed. Vera glances at Alice through the window. Alice frowns and exhales. At sunset, in the beach house, Frank holds a record.
Can we put some music on?
Put it back.
What is it?
Put it back!
He puts it back and sits, head down. Alice holds her mouth.
Hand me a plate. Sorry. It's just... it was a gift, that's all.
From who?
A lady. A friend. It's a good tune.
Was she the one you loved?
Why'd you say that? Would you think it was strange if a woman loved another woman?
No.
Alice puts her hand over her eyes.
It's not you. You didn't. It's just... most people think it's wicked.
Why?
I don't know.
think it's a sin to love someone. That we should burn in hell.
It's not as bad as marrying someone you don't like.
Do they argue? At home?
Sometimes. Sometimes they just get quiet. Did you kiss her?
How would you feel if I said yes?
Don't know.
Then yes. How's that?
All right. Was it on the lips?
Mostly. Eat up. Your stew's getting cold.
Morning.
Tell me how to make your bed.
Top two corners.
Then?
The bottom, and then the other.
And make sure you put the pots away. And write to your mother.
Always help with the washing up.
And?
Don't always ask for chips.
They walk. Frank carries his suitcase. At the school.
Ready for the big day? Good news, my boy. We found you a family. Decent enough people. They're retired. They live just up the coast. And there's a place for you at St. Joseph's. It's not a bad school at all.
I don't want to miss school.
Surely you can keep him here.
Well, he can't go to school here if he doesn't live here.
This isn't what you said. Why did you lie?
I didn't know. Frank! Frank! Be good.
A book sits open to a map that reads Fata Morgana. A drawing called Summerland, a pagan heaven, sits near her coffee. A younger Alice holds hands with Vera in a field of flowers.
Vera, it's a real star.
Dalek star.
Go on. What do the stars have in store, Madame?
Long life. Good health. You meet a delectable woman at 22. Never look back again.
And this line?
Ah, that line says you ought to use cold cream. And this one? You are destined to be a fine novelist, but first you have to finish your book.
What else does my palm say?
That's it.
Alice lies back.
What about family?
Can't tell.
Al. Why won't you talk about this?
We need to talk about this.
I want a family. What if I want to be a mother?
Alice looks down. Her brow furrows. Alice walks by the sea. She steps on Frank's aeroplane. She picks it up. At the school, Frank sits.
Aren't you going to come and play?
Ready to meet your new family?
Frank collects his things and walks with Mr. Sullivan.
You'll have to be on your very best behaviour.
We can't be finding you a new set when this lot give you the heave-ho. I'm joking. Yeah, Mum.
You know I'll give you straight back if you misbehave.
Alice opens a drawer.
Go on, then. It's yours.
Frank kneels and frowns.
What is it?
Why did you say I couldn't stay? That you didn't want me?
I changed my mind. I'm sorry. Frank, it's the truth. I wouldn't lie to you.
Promise?
I promise. Mr. Sullivan said it's your birthday tomorrow.
Can we have cake?
We'll see.
I'm hunting scrap iron. Mr. Sullivan said they give us a penny for every box. Wanna come? Can I?
Go on. Be back before it's dark.
Alice picks up Frank's magazine. She puts it in his drawer. Outside, Frank gets a shovel.
Look what I found.
We'll get a penny for that.
He puts it in Edie's wheelbarrow.
I might run away soon. My grandma's getting an evacuee.
Might be good.
No, they're only getting her because I'm an inadequate offspring.
Says who?
I read about it. They're compensating because I don't fulfill the feminine ideal, like Mum did. I know because they ordered a girl. It's probably like ballet and everything.
I'm glad you don't like ballet.
You don't fancy me, do you?
No!
Bombers up!
Alice walks outside with a bag.
No, I don't want another one.
Is Frank here?
He's out with Edie.
I need to speak to him.
What is it? I can tell him when he gets back. What is it?
His father. His father? We just had the telegram.
Alice walks forward and stares at the sea with tears in her eyes.
On his own.
He's not on his own.
You'll have to tell him.
Me?
I can't stay here all night.
His mother, she should tell him.
Yeah, we've been trying to contact her, but she's working for the ministry. They're not likely to release her.
What if she telephoned?
Telephoned? He's a child, Miss Lamb. He has to be told properly. Face to face. And looked after. You tell him.
It's his birthday tomorrow. I can't tell him.
Do it tonight.
Alice paces in the beach house. She touches her face. She pours liquor and drinks it.
Guess what I've got? Go on.
Guess.
What?
It's bacon from Mrs. Bassett. I think it's because she felt sorry for me, because I'm staying with you. She doesn't know I want to, though. Come here, bacon sandwiches. And chips.
Yes.
She turns, closes her eyes, and covers her mouth.
Please may I have a birthday party. Edie could come. And you and me.
Frank.
Do you think I could get a bicycle? Edie has one.
The sun sets over the beach house. Alice watches Frank get into bed. He takes a sip of milk. He covers himself with blankets. Alice watches. She walks on the shore and gazes at the water. She closes her eyes.
Look what I've got, all the way from Santanay.
A young Alice enters a room. Her smile fades. Vera packs a suitcase.
What are you doing?
You said you'd give me time.
I tried to say, but you wouldn't listen.
But I love you, and when...
What? What can we ever be? Two spinsters who can barely walk out together.
Don't you dare be a coward.
And childless. The rest I can take. What people say. All of that. For you. But I want to be a mother. More than anything.
Alice cries.
More than us.
Alice tries to pull things from the suitcase.
I'm sorry.
Please don't do this.
Sorry.
Alice sits on a bed and cries. Vera walks out of the building. Alice watches her through a window. Mist hovers above the sea. Alice and Frank walk. He wears a yellow hat.
What is that?
My birthday hat.
Better not wear it in the blackout.
Alice sees Mrs. Lawrence approaching.
See you later. Happy birthday.
Good morning, Class 2. We have a new evacuee joining us. Cassie is staying with Edie Corey, isn't that right? And she's come all the way from Belfast.
Mr. Sullivan, do you have a moment?
Mrs. Lawrence stands at the door.
I leave you to it.
Right. Where would you like to sit?
That's my seat.
Let's be kind to our new friend, please. There. Frank will look after you. You can be partners. Frank would like that.
She sits next to Frank. He smiles. Edie frowns.
Rachel.
What about Cassie? Shouldn't we ask her?
Last one past the grocery is a German.
Edie, wait! Hello, Granny.
What in heaven's name?
I'm escaping the Germans.
That is not funny. Who's this?
Frank. It's his birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday, Frank. Are you having a party?
Yes. And we're going on a trip. We're trying to find Summerland.
Where?
It's a ghost island from Mrs. Lamb's book.
Right, Frank, off you go. Edie, you're coming with me. Come on. In here. I need mushrooms.
Whatever was that all about?
Edie's not coming.
Come on. Let's get going while the light's good.
Margaret Corey peeks her head out.
Come on.
She holds Edie's hand.
Come on.
They walk toward the school.
Mrs. Corey.
She's up to no good, and that's not right. Not when there's a child. You need to do something. And until then, I don't want Edie mixing with him.
I can't not go to school.
Or Cassie. Put him in another class.
For God's sake. He's just lost his father.
He needs all the friends he can get.
Edie stares at Mr. Sullivan.
You didn't know. Aircraft carrier. Sunk at the weekend. Terrible business.
Did you have to tell him?
No, Miss Lamb did.
I hope she did it gently.
Bad news is bad news. However you tell it. There's nothing makes it easier.
Edie glances at them.
I've got a surprise for you.
What's it?
You'll have to wait and see.
Edie, we thought you weren't coming.
We've got cake. And Jelly Rabbit. Come on!
Frank bounces his head. He dances. Alice enters with a game.
Surprise! Who'll go first?
Let's shake for it.
Frank rolls dice.
Come on,
Edie.
Your turn, come on.
I don't want to.
Come on. Ready, go. My turn.
Alice puts a blindfold on Frank.
What'd you get for your birthday, Frank?
My hat. I showed you.
I meant from your mum and dad. Where'd you say they are?
Swim me.
Edie.
I told you. My mum's doing something with ministers, and my dad's got a new thing.
Alice shakes her head. She mouths, please. Frank spins.
Edie!
Woo! Edie runs out.
Come on.
Edie! You haven't told him!
I was trying to protect him.
You're not his mum! Edie, please.
You're
listen
not!
To me. You're a liar! A liar!
Edie!
Please! Edie,
you're not right!
I promise. It's his birthday, please.
And you're lying to him. Why won't you tell him?
I'll tell him tomorrow. I promise.
Promise what?
It's a surprise for your birthday.
Where were you two going? We hadn't even had cake yet.
We are having cake. Go in. We'll follow you up. Get off me. Edie, come on, listen to me. I promise you, I will tell him tomorrow. But just let me do it my way. You mustn't say anything to him. Do you understand? Edie, listen to me. Do you understand? Edie!
Why did Edie go home?
She was just dizzy.
Near the cliff, they sit on grass.
Can I ask you something? How come only I could see it?
See what?
Summerland. How come you couldn't?
Maybe I need glasses.
I think someone's trying to speak to me.
It's just a story. It's just a trick of the light. Like a mirage in the desert. Refraction. It isn't real. But if it was someone trying to speak to you, someone who'd passed, what it would mean. That they loved you. Very much. And they wanted you to know.
School.
N. N is for not.
Alice opens a door to a dark room. Boxes block the entry. She pushes herself in. She removes stacks of books and items. She sets up a cot. She carries Frank's drawer to the room. She places his clothes on a shelf. She picks up a scrapbook. She sits with it. Kids grab their sweaters and run.
Don't run! Don't run! Oh, no, what's the point? Go on then, run. Do what you like. Frank. I'm deeply sorry, Frank. If you need someone to talk to...
I'm fine, thanks.
Sorry?
I'm used to it now. It's all right.
You don't have to put on a brave face with me, old chap. It's a terrible shock.
Can I go now?
Of course.
Mr. Sullivan furrows his brow. Alice examines Frank's scrapbook. She finds planes, dried leaves, a drawing of a face, a picture of a younger Frank. An envelope contains the letter he received and photos. Alice's eyes widen. She stares at a picture of Frank and his mother. The woman is Vera. Alice's mouth opens. Her brow furrows. She covers her mouth. She turns pages. She rifles through pictures of Frank and Vera. She holds a photo of Frank and his parents. They wear birthday hats. She dumps photos on the bed. She picks them up. She puts them down and covers her face. Alice stares off. She remembers Frank's smile. She remembers Vera's smile. Her eyes widen. Her mouth falls open. Frank eats. Vera eats. Frank spins. Vera spins. Alice holds her head. She covers her mouth. She stands and reads a letter. On the playground, Frank and Edie play cat's cradle.
Do you want to go? It's for two people.
It's all right.
You can have my turn if you like.
Frank! I was only looking.
It's your turn. I'm supposed to look out for her. You're a suck, just because you fancy her.
I'm not a suck.
You are. She's got inside your head.
Who?
A witch.
She's not a witch.
Witch.
She's not a witch.
Witch. Lying witch.
Shut up. She's not a witch.
She's a liar. You can't even see it.
You're the liar.
She's a liar, Frank. And you're too stupid to see it.
You're just jealous.
Jealous? Why would I be jealous?
Because you haven't got a mum.
She is a liar. She's a liar because your dad's dead. She hasn't even told you.
What are you talking about? Edie, what are you talking about? My dad's fine. He's not dead. Edie, he's not dead. Say something.
Edie stares at Frank.
Edie, say something!
Frank runs.
What on earth?
Alice gets out of a car, waving a letter.
Is this what you had?
I'm sorry.
From the evacuee council, was it a letter like this? From the ministry?
You can't go around turning up at people's houses.
Just tell me how you knew, when they chose you, for Cassie.
When they chose us?
When they picked you.
They don't pick you. You volunteer. We volunteered, like you did.
Frank runs.
Think carefully. Is there anywhere or anyone he'd want to go to other than his mother?
He asks Edie. A steam train passes. Frank watches it.
He wouldn't.
There's a 218 to London, but it's always late, with any luck.
Edie and Mr. Sullivan run to the train station. The train departs. They watch it speed past. Mr. Sullivan puts his arm on Edie's shoulder.
Edie! Why aren't you in school?
Edie. You haven't...
Haven't what?
You haven't... Edie, you haven't told him! Where is he?
Miss Lamb.
What is going on?
Where is he, Edie?
You're certain he was on the train?
Yeah, the station master said there was a boy.
Well, how could he allow him on board on his own? It's lunacy. Yeah.
Look, it'll take you hours to drive and it isn't safe. There must be some other way.
Like what?
Poor child, he could be anywhere.
Alice drives on a paved road. She passes a sign that reads London 43. She upshifts. She exits a tunnel. She drives on a London street. Soldiers fill a bustling, smoky street. Women and children walk. Vehicles crowd the area. Smoke billows. Alice hurries. She looks in the back of a truck. People fill the seats. She crosses the street. She runs to a boy and turns him. It's a stranger. Her eyes dart around the area. She wiggles through a crowd and through a fence. A man exits a train. She runs and looks inside. She looks through windows. She hurries down an aisle. She looks side to side. She crosses to the next car.
Frank!
She grabs a boy in a yellow hat.
What on earth? Do you mind?
Sorry.
She drives. Nighttime.
Where's Vandelbert?
She asks a soldier something. She walks in a smoky, debris-filled street. People walk in all directions. Stretchers carry people and bodies. She passes an ambulance. She talks to a man in a hard hat. He points. Alice turns left and right. She goes downstairs. Smoke fills the air. She trudges forward. She turns right. A fire burns. Alice stops.
Frank.
Frank stands in front of the fire.
Frank! Sir!
Yes, Mom?
Who was in the house? Number 12.
I don't know nothing, Mom.
But a neighbour, someone must have seen, must know. His mother lives
there.
You
just have to wait, like everyone else.
How long?
It takes time. Days, most likely. There's 6 streets here in Lambeth last night. Tell you what. Leave your details and go home, Mum. I'm sorry. Everyone, take shelter, now!
Everyone runs. People sit packed inside a tunnel. Frank and Alice sit. They stare forward. Frank shivers. Morning. Outside Frank's burnt home.
They promised to telephone. The moment they hear anything. Frank. She wouldn't want you to be here. In London, where it isn't safe. Come with me for her.
He stares forward.
Please.
She puts her hand on his back. He moves away. They drive in Green Hills. Frank sits in the front seat.
Shall we have the wireless on?
Stop the car!
What?
Stop the car!
Frank!
He runs into a field. She chases after him. He climbs down on wet, jagged rocks. Waves splash. Alice runs. He gets in the water.
Frank! Frank! It isn't safe!
He climbs onto a small rock island.
You knew! And you did say!
I wanted to tell you!
I didn't know how! I felt it!
They face the sea. A long cloud hovers over the water. A white portion at the top rises. It resembles a castle. Frank slips off the rock. Alice stares. Frank struggles in the water. Alice swims out. He goes under. She grabs him and brings him to the surface. They crawl onto the shore. The cloud in front of them shifts and dissipates. On the shore by the beach house, waves roll in. Frank sits. Alice offers him a bowl.
Here.
He doesn't move.
Can I sit down?
She sits. He stares at the sea.
Frank. I'm sorry.
I lost my father. He was on the Majestic. One of the greatest ships in the fleet. One of the hardest things was he didn't know how to grieve. He was just gone. Out there. War. You know, he loved stories of the sea. Norsemen. He said, when a Viking died, they lay them on their boat, set it ablaze and sent it out into the waves. The fire freed their spirit so it'd float away to paradise. So we built a boat for him.
What sort of boat?
Out of paper and sticks. We waited till it was dark. And we set it alight and let it sail out to sea. Watched till the last embers burned away. I suppose it was our way of saying goodbye.
Go on.
In the beach house, Frank opens the door to his new room. An aeroplane hangs. His things are placed around the room. He looks around. Alice watches him.
I know you might not be here for long, but while you are, it's yours.
He lies on the bed. He opens a box. He holds a photo of he and his father by a plane.
What sort of plane's that?
Tiger Moth. Once, I went in the cockpit.
Did your mother know?
No. She's scared of planes. She likes cars.
Do you have a favourite one?
He holds a photo of his mum smiling in a hat. He puts it back and lowers his head. Alice rubs his arm. Morning. Outside, string, paste, twigs, and tools lie on a table. Frank and Alice work with them.
Round or straight?
Round, please.
Knock, knock.
Sir's in.
I just wanted to check on the return of the native. Quite an adventure you've had, eh? Miss Lammer, I wonder if,
We need more sticks. Have to go and fetch some.
Yes, I hope you don't mind.
I know what you're going to say. I know it was wrong. But I couldn't tell him. It's... These things don't come naturally to me.
No. Nobody knows how to be a parent. Especially now. We all just muddle through as best we can. But you two... Well, I never thought I'd live to say it, but gosh, you make quite a pair. He has a great deal to cope with now. He's going to need you. You're doing a grand job, Miss Lamb.
Alice.
Who'd have thought it? Yeah, better watch out or they'll send you a whole trainload of them.
No. I absolutely can't.
I'm joking. They wouldn't dare.
Sunset by the beach house. Alice and Frank arrive.
You left the lights on.
No, I didn't.
Alice goes to the back and peers around to the balcony. Vera turns from the sea and stares at Alice. Alice's mouth falls open.
Mommy! Frank! Mommy!
Alice smiles. Frank runs to his mum. They hug. Vera looks up.
Hello, Alice.
Alice tears up. Alice stands and watches from a door.
We've been making a plane. Have you?
What sort of plane?
One like Daddy's. It's for him. It isn't finished yet.
Vera holds a part of the plane. They hug. Frank holds a picture of his father. He puts it in the cockpit of the Driftwood plane. A candle sits inside. Frank, Vera, Alice, and Edie hold the lit plane. Frank stands. He runs and throws it over the cliff. It glides over the water. Vera puts her arm around him. The plane rises. It glistens. In the beach house, Alice sits. Vera looks in. She enters.
I'm so sorry about your husband. Thank you
for keeping Frank safe. I just knew if anything happened to us, you were the only one I'd trust to take care of him.
He could have died. I hadn't been so stupid. I'm sorry, V.
Al. You saved his life. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
It's silly.
There was a tea cloth. Somewhere.
You could use a handkerchief. Like a normal person.
Gray-haired Alice types. She holds her mouth. The title page reads, In Search of Summerland. By Alice Lam. She stands and admires framed photos of Frank, herself, and Vera on a table.
Bugger off!
Writing again.
You'll be here any minute.
Well, just go away and stop distracting me.
I like distracting you.
Oh. Look at this. I might enjoy this one.
Vera takes the bound papers.
Not when you see how I've written you. I thought I'd be the heroine.
Tracking you down? Like Poirot.
Oh, really? You stumble into a bookshop, make one call to a publisher. It hardly qualifies you as the next Agatha Christie.
Stumbled. There was nothing accidental about it. It was the 23rd shop I'd tried.
You never told me that.
Vera extends her hand to Alice. Their hands grasp.
I'll catch you up.
Alice gazes at Frank's picture. She smiles and nods. She reads the title page. She places it on top of the pile, gathers things, and walks out. On the beach.
I finished it.
Would you believe it?
Can I have a look?
Alice hands her book to adult Frank. It reads, In Search of Summerland by Alice Lam, for Frank, because stories have to come from somewhere.
Come on. I thought we'd go for chips.
Well, it's one of the chips.
They walk arm in arm in arm on the beach. Description by Audio Eyes. Credits appear. Gemma Arterton. Gugu Mbatha Raw. Lucas Bond. With Penelope Wilton. And Tom Courtenay. Quickfire Films BFI present. In association with Embankment Films. A film by Jessica Swale. A Shoebox Films IOTA Films production. Summerland. Fade to black. Credits continue. Written and directed by Jessica Swale. Produced by Guy Healy and Adrian Sturges. Executive producers: James Atherton, Jan Pace, Natasha Wharton, Gemma Arterton, Tim Haslam, Hugo Grumbar, Ziggy Kamasa, Emma Bukowski, Dixie Egerix, Sean Phillips, Amanda Root, Jessica Gunning, Amanda Lawrence, Director of Photography, Laurie Rose BSC, Production Designer, Christina Moore, Music by Volker Bertelmann, Edited by Tanya Redin, Casting by Shaheen Beg, Music Supervisor, Sarah Bridge. Line Producer, Greg McManus. Costume Designer, Claire Finley Thompson. Post-Production Supervisor, Gisela Evert. Production Sound Mixer, Nigel Albemenish. quickfire, embankment, outpost, the National Lottery.